greatly appreciated. We have Bible study this week on Thursday at 7. If you'll note that the volunteers for August are also in the bulletin. We have just one more announcement, and that is we've got a couple of birthdays this week. Jane's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Jane. And Everett Feeney's birthday is late this week. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. As you are able for the call to worship, which we will read responsively. Jesus came as a baby in a manger. Jesus came in a lowly stable. Shepherds brought their worship. Angels sang his praise. Magi brought their gifts. What shall we do? Amen.
Oh,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you gave us your Son, the Lord of the universe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Savior of all, lying in a manger. Draw us into the mystery of your love. Join our voices with the heavenly host. Give us a place among the shepherds, that we may find the one for whom we have waited. Jesus Christ, your word made flesh. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Can everybody fit on the stairs? Maybe. Maybe Sawyer, can you sit right there, maybe on the bottom one? Well, today I need your help telling the Christmas story about how baby Jesus was born. And how you're gonna help me is there are gonna be a few words in the story that we're gonna have to whisper really, really quietly. And then there are gonna be some words that we're gonna have to say really, really, really loud. And I thought maybe to help us make some noise, you might like some jingle bells. Would you like some jingle bells? Do you want some jingle bells, Kate? Just grab a handful, sure. All right. Calvin, you want some jingle bells? Conrad? What do you think, Rosalie? Got your Carolina blue? I knew you'd pick the Carolina blue. You want some patience? How about you, Sawyer? I'll leave him right here, just in case you change your mind. Well, why don't I come sit here in front of you? Okay, are you ready for our story? Well, this book looks a little bit different than other books, because when you see words like this, and I'll point them out to you, you need to say them really, really loudly. And when you see words like this, shh, you should whisper the words really, really quietly. So let's practice. I'm going to say something and you repeat after me really loudly. Something amazing has happened. Something amazing has happened. Shh. Can you say shh? Okay, well, let's get started. It was a quiet, quiet night on the hillside where there were shepherds sleeping. And then suddenly, do you see the shepherds? And then suddenly, ah! Can you say that really loud? Ah! An angel! An angel! The shepherds were so scared. They were so scared. Yeah. But wait, they had to say something. So we have to be quiet. Shh. So we can hear what they're going to say. Listen carefully, the angel said. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will be great joy for all people. God's rescuer has been born in Bethlehem. He is the king of the whole wide world. You will find the baby wrapped snugly, lying in a manger. And suddenly we have to be loud again. Okay, repeat after me. The king has been born. The king has been born. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Peace on earth.
Peace on earth.
Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of angels were praising God at the top of their voices. But then, the angels went back to heaven and everything was quiet again. And so the shepherds hurried off to Bethlehem. and they found Jesus lying in a manger, just like the angel had told them. Do you see baby Jesus? There he is. The shepherds wanted to tell everyone, so they said, Wake up, everybody. Something amazing has happened. Okay, repeat after me. Jesus the rescuer has been born. But meanwhile, in a far away land, some wise men were studying special books and watching the stars. Do you see them watching the stars? That does look like a kite. And suddenly, wow, look. Can you say that really loud? Wow, look. What is it? Okay, repeat after me. A new star had appeared in the sky. A new star had appeared in the sky. They knew that the star meant that a special king had been born. So they packed their bags and they went on a long, 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 long trip to see the new king. Okay, shh. When they found the baby Jesus, they gave him special gifts. Can you repeat after me? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They bowed down before Jesus. They worshiped him because they knew he was the king of the whole wide, wonderful world. Do you want to know something special? Jesus is God's son and our rescuer. Can you say that really loud because it's good news? Jesus is God's son and our rescuer. Jesus is the king of the whole wide, wonderful world. Jesus came at the first Christmas so that we can be friends with God forever and ever and ever. Now that's something worth singing and shouting about. So repeat after me really loudly one last time. Jesus is king.
Jesus is king.
Joy to the world.
Joy to the world. Hooray.
Will you all pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Today we are so happy that Jesus was born. And he came to show us your love, so that we can be your friend forever and ever. We love you, God. Amen. You may go back to your seats, everybody. And do you want to keep these for the songs?
Thank you. Let us pray together. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
Blessed are you, Prince of Peace. You rule the earth with truth and justice.
Send your gift of peace
to all nations of the world.
Blessed are you, Son of Mary. You share our humanity. Blessed are you, Jesus the Christ. You dwell among us as the Word made flesh.
Reveal yourself to us in word and sacrament,
that we may bear your light and love to all the world. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
We invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of wonder, we offer you these humble gifts, signs of your goodness and mercy. Receive them with our gratitude, that through us all people may know the love in Jesus. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await and come in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us by singing the Lord's Prayer this morning. To Christ's table. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you.
For the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. You have fed us with your love, Lord Jesus. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. With singing angels, send us to praise your name and tell all the earth the story of your love.
Before the blessing, I just want to remind you that we are going to sing our prayer after we read the mission statement aloud, sung to the tune of Edelweiss. And during our sending hymn, we're going to hold up our candles, much like we would at the Christmas Eve candlelight service. So if anyone doesn't have a candle, please raise your hand and the ushers will bring one to you now. All right, looks like we're good to go. Then receive the blessing. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond to loving action to a needy world.